Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you very much, Goth Brooks. Ready to go. Beautiful day out there. It's going to be hot again, but who cares? Perfect right now. Enjoy it. Takes a while to get to that. Brady, people are asking. John has emailed over and he said, need to know the tales and sagas of Lily Pickles and whether or not she's back or not. I have a theory. I think the cat escaped to another family in the neighborhood that didn't call him Lily Pickles anymore. One of the worst names for a pet I've ever heard in my life. It's like, why didn't you just name him Dick Snout? Worst thing I've ever heard. I would have run away too, but please, I don't want the family to hurt. Brady, where's Lily Pickles today? Anything?
We had a couple of hits yesterday. People responding. Then, so I'm driving Kirby home yesterday afternoon, and we get off at the Santan Village exit. So there's a Costco on one side, and on the other side there's a U.S. Bank and some other things. So we're on the other side of the street, and Kirby goes, Dada, there's a cat.
Right.
We look six lanes over, and here's a cat walking along the slump block wall there, and we're looking at it, and it's matching the description.
There's Lily Pickle.
Boom, I put the car into park, run across
the six lanes.
Nice, good for you.
I try to, you know, but the time of getting across the six lanes, playing a little leapfrog.
Lily Pickles died of old age.
No, the cat.
Jumped
there's a bunch of plants and bushes over there.
Right.
So I'm trying to track it down. So I walked the complex around there, right, yelling out Lily Pickles as people are.
Looked awesome.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Lily Num Nums. So Lily Num Nums.
Meanwhile, Kirby's roasting cookies in the car in the parking lot.
No, it's in the middle of the street.
No, it's on.
Oh, Jesus.
AC's blazing.
The PC world doesn't care. You left the kid alone in a car. And the keys in it. It could have been abducted. Anyway, go ahead. And she still calls you Dada?
Dada.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to put a stop to that.
She says Dada. And I go, yeah.
No, you got to say Dad and yes. Just stop it. Because this ends with you running around the middle of the road as an old man screaming Lily Pickles. And then next
cookies,
thing you know, you're going
to be in a home.
How's the bank? Num-nums.
So not Lily Pickles.
I couldn't.
Could be.
Could have been.
Hope lives.
It's pretty far away, but you never know. So then last night around 8:30, Ronnie, another neighbor calls and said, we saw a cat. Fits the description.
Lily Pickles.
Ronnie runs down there. I also patrolled the Greenbelt yesterday with the dogs.
Right.
And, you know, put a little.
Fastest way to get a cat to come back is to walk around with a couple of dogs.
Well, the dogs know the scent.
No.
Go track them. Track them, boys.
Tracking your cat.
Girls.
You've done no training. You don't even know what sex your dogs are. This is taking a horrible turn. You don't even know your family's there. You don't know the sex of your animal.
Don't you think there's a good chance the dogs would know?
No.
They live with them.
You've got to train them to seek things.
They play with the cat.
They're not going to.
They know Lily.
Stop it. You don't have bloodhounds.
That was your plan?
I'm walking the dogs. I might as well.
You know what the most effective thing there was? Your incredibly unobservant eyes were the only thing that would have been the catalyst to find that cat.
We found three cats.
You
could
find
dogs.
A whole load of cats. Yeah, they're going to find stuff.
Cats don't like dogs.
Cracked them out of the.
Well, they'll recognize there's something close by.
Yeah.
Your eyes are better than them. Than their noses for.
Well, there's a lot of times I see a cat where they don't see it.
Right. Even if it was your cat's running away.
Right.
Anyway, as soon as it sees.
And what are they
going to
do? Point? You've not trained them to do that.
No, go get them.
And then what?
Corner the cat and I get it.
Because at the house, you can do that when Lily Pickles was at the house.
I don't think they would run after Lily Pickles.
You think they'd run after any other cat? They go,
yeah.
That's our cat.
Yep, that's our cat.
Let's casually wander up to
it. It'd be like Rocky chasing the chicken.
Lily's been out in the backyard and, you know, the dogs.
Right.
Your dogs have just this innate ability.
Yeah, your dogs naturally trained themselves to differentiate.
That's how well I trained these dogs.
You didn't train them at all. Or they wouldn't be chasing all the cats.
I think you should just have a funeral. Just end it.
Eric wants to kill Lily.
Well, it's getting close. It's getting close.
Do a little funeral in your backyard.
I'm telling you that cat yesterday at Santan.
It's probably Lily Pickles.
Man, it was.
Wait a minute. Is it the gray and black cat that everybody's got?
Yeah, but you know, it's weird. You know the difference between you. Unless you're that lady who thinks I look like Evander Holyfield. You can pretty much tell your cat from another cat. It's very strange.
Sure.
I never used to think that until I had him. And then I can tell the difference between like a tortoiseshell cat that all look alike to me. I know the difference between mine and another one, like immediate.
My dad's a cat guy, and whenever I go visit him, he's got, because when I was growing up, he had that gray and black cat that everybody's got.
Right.
And Tigger. And then got another one. Looks just like the damn thing from before. So like, there's like been like three of these cats that look exactly the same.
It's very strange. I never would have expected I'd say that, but it is very, you can tell your own cat. It's very strange. It's like, I don't know, it's like your own farts.
Really?
Yeah, cats are like your farts. I mean, they smell similar to everyone else, but you know your own brew. You know your own. It's
okay.
Very weird. Yeah, they imprint on you. Maybe that's it, but it's your own farts and cats are the same. You know when you've done it. You know when that one. No, that's yours. I know my brew. That's not mine. That kind of thing.
So if you were in that parking lot yesterday and you heard some guy yelling cookies and num-nums.
That was Crazy Brady.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, first off, you got to stop with all the nicknames and the cutesy stuff because your daughter's going to look retarded if she keeps calling you Dada and you keep saying
that's what I was told, what she'll, you know, approach. I don't do that too much at home, like do the cookies and num-nums.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I just provide the
You can do cookies
food.
And num-nums in your own house.
Yeah.
You can do cookies and cutie stuff in your own house, but in public.
But you're going for it. You got to go for it. You got to get that cat.
When will you cut off? When will you cut off
num-nums in public?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. When will you cut off? Well, I have to a thing with my big pit bull Ben. That the way he really like will come to me in a second is if I go kisses and smooches because he runs to me in the house when I do that and he just cuddles up and we wrestle.
So if he was missing, that's
so
what
I'd have
you
to be outside going, Benny, kisses and smooches. Kisses and smooches for Benny. And he'd come trailing after me. He loves it. And when are you going to cut off this whole da-da, la-la thing? That's retarded. You got to stop that. Don't you think that's awful?
I'll leave that up to her. I'm okay with her.
Because she's
nine,
right?
She can call me Dada.
But you have to think about what you'd see when another kid does it. That family's retarded.
When that's your kid,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying is that other people look at it and go, "Oh, she's a little bit special, and he's kind of stupid."
I stopped being
at a certain
daddy
point.
About 2 years ago.
Right,
Alex just stopped.
Yeah,
yeah. And daddy is a like you know,
his dad now.
The heat Ivanka Trump, you know, got when Trump's like, because of course the father still likes it, but everybody else is like, no, it's getting creepy at this point.
We've been on our daughter for about 6 months or a year about the baby talk.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stop that.
You're like, stop talking like a baby.
My name is Eric.
No, well, even if you did, you know, you're teaching her respect for adults. It's the da-da, la-la, papa thing starts getting into that. Ooh.
Yeah, because when they're in school,
they
can't be using baby talk in school.
Right, exactly.
And that's what helps, too, when they get around their friends.
And you see people whose kids do that too late. Like, you'll see, like, a 16-year-old go, Daddy. And you're like, ugh.
That's weird.
And they get whatever they want.
And it's because the dad still really likes it, and I understand that. But you got to think of, like, how it looks to all other people. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, usually those girls on my super sweet 16.
In the car.
I'm not panicked yet. She's...
She's close.
Yeah.
She's close.
I'm sure it'll change in that year, and then that's when you'll, you know.
But if it doesn't, you
have
to.
The mom will get sad.
Yeah, that's the problem, is you're trying to avoid
growing up.
You're trying to avoid the growing up, and she's going to be having periods saying, da-da, ya-ya. Uh-oh, they're a retarded family.
Dab-dab.
They're one of those gross families. She calls you dab-dab?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so you got to smack that out of her. That's no good. That's no good. Da-da. I'm going to start calling my dad that in front of you, and you'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, my daddy and I have a thing. Ta-da! Ya-ya! Me and Dan.
Please, just once.
It is weird when that line gets drawn. You're like, it's no longer cute. There's something really strange going on.
That is weird.
Yeah, I went from, it must have been freshman year, went from dad to Torp.
Yeah, just start calling by his name. And I still call Dan on the air, but I call him Dad. Like, but Dad, I've never called him anything but Dad.
Yeah, I've been
been a dad guy. I never had the cute nicknames for moms and dads. Papa,
Dada,
yeah.
Papa, ya. Oh, we still have it. You're 70 and I'm 45. We still got it. The cutesies. Yeah, the cutesy thing gets weird. Speaking of cutesies, no more will Rose McGowan's sexual assault matter to anyone. She used the N-word. Not even the real N-word. She acted the phrase N-word. She just tweeted N-word.
She was making a point.
But she was making a comparison. And her comparison, because she was crazy before when she started to say all this stuff. But by the way, still, Hollywood, no one aware of it. Even though yesterday Jessica Chastain told a story that on a set there was a guy smacking everybody in the ass and everybody just dealt with it. Reese Witherspoon said
Jennifer
it yesterday.
Lawrence.
Molly Ringwald came out yesterday and said that the producer was every day in front of everybody would wander over and just start making out with her when she was 14. Nobody in Hollywood knew any of this was going on. Now here's 3,000 stories about all these things that have happened to people that you know. But it's just such a surprise. So yesterday, Rose McGowan, the one who's been very vocal about this for a long time, tweeted out, "This is rich, famous Hollywood white male privilege in action. Replace the word women with the N-word. How does it feel?" And everybody's like, all right, well, her claims are no longer valid because you said the thing about black people and now you've made a bad comparison. So the PC world that was hoisting her up on a pedestal as the brave one is now going to eat her alive for making a comparison they didn't like. So she is now no longer... Her claims don't matter now. She's crazy again.
And now Bob Weinstein has been accused.
Oh, he's gotten hit with it. The brother's been nailed.
A woman hasn't been named yet.
Wow.
And
now James Corden, the host of The Late Late Show, is being forced to apologize, looks like by CBS, for making Weinstein jokes at a function that wasn't a CBS event.
And
they moaned and groaned, and he said, hey, if you don't like him, you should leave now because there's a whole bunch more coming. He basically said, I got a whole slew of these Weinstein jokes I'm coming at you with.
Yeah. Well, the writers have been working.
Of course they have. And now they're saying that any joke about Harvey Weinstein that he told was the press release, any joke about that is an assault on people who have been sexually assaulted. That's how the PC crazy works.
So it makes tons of sense.
Yeah, tons. Because it's a joke about the guy who is now in turmoil. Is basically saying, I think rape's hilarious, which is the opposite. You're actually making fun
Does
of
it. Does it work the same way with like Michael Jackson jokes?
Nope. That was before.
Phil Cosby.
That was before
Cosby
we went crazy.
Jokes.
Nope. Some reason that, I think that's racist. I think Rose McGowan's onto something. But there's something about it that there's a grandfather rule that if it happened before we went PC crazy, then it's okay to, because Michael Jackson jokes are still funny. Every time I hear the words in the Elton John song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, I think of the Michael Jackson jokes. That's the song he used to sing on beaches or something. Don't let your sun go down on me. I don't remember what it was, but we had tons and tons of those jokes because we were sickened by them and we wanted to ridicule them. We don't want that anymore. That's an affront to sexual assault. But again, Jessica Chastain, Molly Ringwald, Reese Witherspoon all came out yesterday and said, oh yeah, no, this happened to me on a set. People saw it. Everybody was there. But yet no one in Hollywood has ever known a thing about this for 50 years. It's all a shock. It's all amazing. It's all just unbelievable and out of the blue, except for here's 1,500 stories of it happening
well,
in front of
us. Well, that's kind of what the guys have to say. They're the ones saying
right.
It's
the dudes
a shock.
Who've been doing it. Yeah. The dudes have been doing it.
I'm shocked.
It's better to just shut the F up at this point.
No quote.
Because you're a guy who's been banging starlet. Burt Reynolds, I remember years ago, was on a Barbara Walters special. And he said, or it was Letterman, actually. He was on Letterman, and Dave had got, it was on the old show. And he's sitting there, and Dave straightens out his desk, and he goes, we got a huge celebrity coming in here, Paul. And Paul does it,
Yeah, Dave.
I've never had a guy this big on the show, I don't think, ever. And said, you know how many starlets he's been with? Said, this is a pretty big deal for us. And then,
yeah, Dave, you got it, Dave.
And then out comes Burt Reynolds. He goes, yeah, starlets, I was banging one of them one time. He basically tells a story about how he was the starlet. And I believe it was Shelley Winters. I'm sorry, Shelley Winters, who was the star at the time, and he was just a young kid. And he goes, and she took me into her dressing room, and the next thing you know, we're in the throes of passion. And he goes, and I just remember throwing my arms in the air and going, I just banged a starlet because I didn't understand how it worked. I didn't realize that I was the starlet kind of thing. And then he told a story about the time he actually did bang one of the young girls on the set. And everyone in the audience laughed. And Dave's like, that's how it works. Ma-ha-ha, we'll be right back. It's a great story. Shelley Winters.
It wasn't trying to find good. Which version.
The young one. The young one.
Wasn't that? He had sex. Roseanne?
The Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. Look. Burt Reynolds had sex with everyone in Hollywood.
Imagining that age.
Every single person in Hollywood he had sex with. It's the way it worked. But it's it's so shocking. Now, if Burt Reynolds came out and said, I can't believe this is happening, you'd be like, all right, yeah, there's been a memo to all male actors to say that they didn't know this was going on. We're playing the R. Kelly rulebook. It wasn't me.
I think Burt Reynolds was raped.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't very attractive.
And now he needs to go back. And now... He knows what it's like to be an N-word. Oh, no, Rose McGowan, you can't say that. I understand what she's trying to say, but you know it's not helping her. And this goes back to the Hollywood it's all about look stuff. If she hadn't shaved her head and dressed like she just stepped out of Alien Covenant, maybe people would take her more seriously. She looks crazy. So when she says crazy stuff, people are like, all right, no, stop
by
listening
the way,
to Rose McGowan.
She blamed that on smoking a joint before she tweeted.
Well, she's also a drug addict. Well, she, yeah,
and
she
it's
said
the same group, the same society that is okay with the term going postal. When really, if you're in the PC world, that's
really rude to postal
to the victims.
Or that too. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're right. That's
went,
true.
That went crazy.
Yeah. Or every time you say that's one of those guys is going to get up in a clock tower. All those poor people at the University of Texas that were shot in the late 60s, they still have families. We can't make fun of anything. And Rose McGowan's quote is great. To anyone POC, is that person of color?
Yes.
That's worse than the N-word.
Yes.
You POC. I'm going to start saying that as my slur now.
That's the problem with Twitter.
You have a POC.
This POC over here.
You only have so many words you can use.
I know.
We got to cut them down.
Vent and stuff. I offended with my stupidity lapse. Know that I am profoundly sorry, and I hear you. You POCs.
My friend who is a POC.
I'm going to start saying that about Winston. I got to my buddy Winston. He's a POC. And see how many people like are not offended by that. That's the worst part of what she said. Winston's my POC buddy. Anyway, would you call me? You're a POC. Listen, now shut up.
So we're PONC, person of non-color?
Yeah, we're a person of no color.
NPOC, not a
person. No, we're people. We just don't have color. We're a person of non-color. We're not non-people of color.
Okay, okay. Not
idiot.
A person. Is it non? Is it not?
Not a person of color, but then you got a whole not thing. NPOC looks like non-person. Person of no color, PONC. White is the absence
punk.
Of color. Black
you're
is the presence of all. Is that
or
right?
Pal,
or is it the other way around?
Of white. No,
you don't want to go that way.
No. Person, no.
Look.
It's obvious we're people of white.
Just anybody different than us is a POC, okay? We don't need
we
one.
We can't be?
We're white. That's all we are. It's and I love it because you sit back now and watch all these claims come out, and then inevitably one of these claimsmen will goof and say something like Rose McGowan did, and then they'll eat her alive. And it's great because the left-wing fringe is just as bad as the right-wing fringe. When they make mistakes, they just destroy themselves.
John,
so cannibalize the whole fringy mess.
I apologize. Please, I can't rewind on my radio. Did you say John Hughes was a rapist a minute ago?
I don't believe I did.
No.
With Molly Ringwald?
Oh, no, it wasn't John Hughes.
Things.
Molly Ringwald. No, that's true because you would make that natural leap because the only job she ever had was in John Hughes movie. Prior to that, she was in the first season of Facts of Life. I think she was younger than 14.
She was 13.
Really?
13.
She was 14 when it happened. But yeah, she was in the first season of Facts of Life. There were like 9 girls at the school.
Wow.
And she was one of them. And then they just cut it down to 4 quality.
Back off John Hughes.
Yeah, John Hughes did not. Maybe he did. I don't know. Seemed like a different time. It's the way things used to work.
I think it might have been Tootie.
All right, everybody, places. Molly, come here for a second. All right, I've made out with the 14-year-old as per Hollywood rules. Now get out there and act.
It was when America was great. Wait, how was it?
Tell me. Yeah, there's never been a time. Tell me that Team America wasn't hilarious. When the puppet sat
Spotswood.
In the back seat. No, and it was Spotswood, and he sat there and he said, I'm a Hollywood producer. Now, suck my. And that was all he said as he was faking being a Hollywood producer. You probably think I'm going to have you in the back of this limousine. Just so I could get you to suck my. And then we'll move on to getting you roles. But that's not how it's going to work.
That's why those guys have been almost
there's
like
blackballed. There's a reason that joke is there.
There's a reason it was funny.
Yeah.
There's truth to
with
it.
All those South Park episodes and then the South Park movie. And
yeah.
Team
and that's
America.
And that was the first thing that Gary the Puppet said as he tried to work his way through acting. You're just one of those producers that's going to make me suck his That's not going to happen. Now, suck my It was the greatest scene in the movie.
After
aside
acting,
from maybe
now
the
Now act.
Yeah. Act, Gary.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone were like beloved, remember in the beginning?
Genius.
They were going to all the parties and all that, and once they started in...
Well, what was crazy about it is the guy that gave them their break is George Clooney, because he saw their very first Jesus versus Santa Claus boxing match,
yes,
South Park.
That's right, I've heard
And Clooney before. Saw it at a party and said, this is genius. And he gave it to people. And then, you know, 8 short years later, George Clooney is the dumbest person in the middle of the celebrity romp in Team America. And they won't stop making fun of the people. And then they started to tell stories about how they like to go to Hollywood parties and wait for people to sit down to go fart in their faces. And I'm like, they're not going to last long without their own production company. Of course, they made enough money to do it.
They've exposed everything.
They have exposed everything, and nobody ever points it out. But again, no one knew this was happening in Hollywood. Here's 2,000 stories. 2,000 well-known stories of stuff that no one knew was just under the rug the whole time.
Those were all jokes.
Acting surprised is the biggest crime in this entire thing. We all knew it. You're all not heroes. You're all cowards for allowing it for years and now acting like it's a big step forward.
Well, who are you calling cowards? Like the men involved or
the women? Calling the entire industry cowards. The entire industry knew this was going on. This has been a thing.
It's not an easy thing to...
When it's this rampant, it is.
Into the stories, like there was some story about like the makeup artists get harassed a lot and they have a hard time because they're trying to get another job afterwards.
Then you're not that heroic.
Yeah, because if they say something, then they're
Yeah. So there's a lot of people on lower levels that are getting screwed over.
I understand that victims are going to have a hard time saying something until the industry standard is such that even the powerful people are like, that's just the way it works. And that's exactly what the big superstars have said for years. That's just how it works in Hollywood. That's how it works. So I have no respect.
That doesn't excuse the crimes.
I didn't say it did. I'm saying that it's an industry standard that no one stood up for. So you can't act surprised. I'm not saying the crime goes
away. I don't think anybody's acting surprised.
You don't?
No, the men
are. You
haven't
been reading.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
George Clooney's
Matt
surprised.
Damon, George Clooney, Meryl Streep. That's just a laundry list of superstars that are like, wow, I didn't know. I'm like, yes, you did. Stop saying you did. Everyone knew. We knew. We're not even in it, and we knew. We've always known. I don't think any normal person who goes to movies that just has a day, 9-to-5 job watches.
But it doesn't matter if they knew. I don't
it think does. If it's an industry standard, it matters. It does. Because we've talked about it in other things, like steroids and stuff in baseball. All the people that are just as culpable are the ones who never stepped up and said, like the Greg Maddoxes of the world, the ones who are getting blamed for being part of it, have never once stepped up and said, we've got to stop this. That's a problem. And we've talked about that in baseball. It's the same thing. When it becomes an industry standard,
but I don't dismiss the situation. Like if
I'm not
women
dismissing
are
it.
Coming,
not
forward.
At all dismissing it. I'm saying when it's the industry standard and nobody says anything, don't act shocked when you get busted by it. That's all I'm saying. Don't act shocked when it all leaks out, and don't start telling me this is just such a surprise. We're in awe of it. Harvey Weinstein's the only one we know about. Okay,
I think the hardest thing is, like you see, like Lena Headey. From Game of Thrones,
right?
Said Harvey Weinstein hit on me twice,
right?
And the fine line of okay, hitting on that means it's just a guy hitting on you, whether it's a physical advance.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. When is it sexual assault, and when is it a guy who's just trying to get a date?
Right,
because it's position of power is the only thing. The guy can never date anybody because that's all he associates with.
And
he's the most powerful guy in Hollywood.
Hitting on, and it's like the groping and stuff like that. Or,
then it's another level.
You got to get only way you're going to get my part is or this part.
Watch the interview with Barbara Walters and that crazy Corey Feldman when he said I was molested several times and it is an industry wide thing and it's been talked about and buried for years and years and years. And Barbara Walters says, do you realize the claims you're making? You're trying to take down an entire industry. And he goes, well, it's happening in the entire thing. And she's just shocked that you would say it. And it's like, I can't believe you would say such a thing. Like, well, somebody's got to say something.
You know who could be in trouble now if you go back? I remember the Joe Namath when he tries to
kiss. He tried to make out with Susie Colbert. If that happened today, Joe Namath would be in jail.
Well, that was weird.
It was hilarious. Yeah. It was weird.
It's laughed off.
Right. But it wouldn't be today at all. If he did that on Monday Night Football today, after what happened to Sergio Dipp.
It really wasn't laughed off. I mean, they hammered Joe Namath pretty hard.
I mean, but it was more jokes. If you made jokes about it now, like you can make jokes about Harvey Weinstein, you have to apologize to all rape victims.
Like Susie Colbert could have.
She didn't say anything.
She could have raised a stink if she wanted to.
Yeah?
Oh, man, yeah.
If she wanted to.
It was her choice not to go
But if she wanted to, making fun of Joe Namath wasn't making fun of sexual assault. It was making fun of Joe Namath because he was hilarious. Yeah, no, you're right.
But that's pretty much
time frame, everything's different. People react totally different. It's crazy. Now let's get to the good stuff. Who saw Gordon Hayward's leg explode last night on television? That was one of the worst things I've ever watched.
Assault on the ankle.
Huge free agent signing for the Boston Celtics last night. 6 minutes into the season. Do you have the go on Deadspin and get it? Kevin Harlan, the announcer, who's always over the top, but he's really fun to watch games. I've never heard an announcer just shout out like what he saw. Yeah, this Kevin Harlan's call of this for radio will even work. Gordon Hayward's leg is facing. It's doing a zigzag. It's doing the. It looks like a lightning.
It's a 180.
Bolt. It looks like a lightning bolt from the ankle down. It just does this weird kick out. facing the wrong way. Kevin Harlan calling the game is so great because... Do you have it? Oh, yeah. It is so unbelievably accurate to... I've never heard it before. Normally it's like, oh, we have a player down. We have a player down. Just take a look at something. He evidently twisted his ankle. Kevin Harlan knew because of the violence of this particular bone fracture what happened. And he was sickened by it to
when
the point where he just
it,
shouted it out.
It sounded like there was a...
Yeah.
A like, sound, the crack.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
I don't you, think I don't, it was.
It didn't. Well, the only time I ever heard that was that kid from Louisville in the
yes.
Final Four where people actually ducked when his bone snapped in half on the side and it stuck out of his leg. And then a lady in the front row screamed because she witnessed one of the worst broken legs I've ever seen in the history of sports. Worse than Theismann because this kid was just standing there. Listen to this. Kevin Harlan's call of Gordon Hayward's leg last night. 6 minutes into the... The all-new NBA season.
In his own legacy, what better way with this young team? This is the guy that probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness. Oh! Hayward came down so hard. Okay, Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
The players just running away.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Get around him, they keep saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they heard it snap.
They need to put a tent up, like, for the horses
yeah.
is what they're saying.
Horse it.
And that
and just, nobody wants to look.
Nobody's looking.
A season can change.
And then Dwayne Wade took a knee at the worst possible moment to politicize the entire event. My God, man. Get off here.
Don't replay.
Here it comes. Yeah, replay it. It's the worst thing we've ever seen. Let's take another look.
Did you hear that sound? Okay.
Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
I've never heard an announcer just Hayward say, he's broken his leg. He broke his leg. Oh, man.
Oh.
Hayward has broken his leg.
Oh, my
Hayward
God.
Hayward has broken his leg.
What do they do in basketball? Do they bring, like, a little cart out for him?
Yeah.
Well, it's what they did for, when Odell Beckham's leg was upside down a couple weeks ago, they had a guy massage it back into straight so they could put him on the cart without it being zigzagged. So he couldn't lightning bolt off the floor. But yeah, everybody.
But they bring a cart in basketball? I don't know what happened.
They may just haul him off and carry him off.
They just drag him out of there.
Just here. Lift it, lift the bad one up. We're going to just tug you out. They get sled dogs and they put him on a thing and they Iditarod him out of there.
That still picture right there where that his leg is going the other way.
Play it again. Here's, it's the worst injury we've ever seen. Let's take another look. Maybe Brady's right. I think you can hear it. I think you can hear the snap, which is right. That may be his leg making that noise. That may be his leg making that noise.
Hayward has broken his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
Sorry about that, friends. The worst injury I've ever seen. Let's take another look.
LeBron has to go to the locker room.
LeBron's like, I'm out.
I love it when they take their shirt up over their nose.
Yeah, I'm out. Oh, it's so gross. He's going for a dunk, and he clearly does not the 2 points.
Well, he met LeBron.
Did he make it? I didn't even see. Did he make it? Did he nail you?
Hold on.
Let's take another look. Let's take another look.
This young team. This is the guy that...
They have to go back to the replay to make sure. Did he dunk it?
No.
It wasn't even near the basket. It was just a bad pass.
Well, they did get the hoop, John.
Oh, did somebody put it back?
Yeah, they
put it
back.
Let's take another look. Let's take another look. I didn't see the actual. Does the whistle blow?
They got the put back.
Is it at least a foul when you shatter a man's leg?
Oh, snap.
That's no foul.
That's
no
Jason
foul.
Tatum,
and the rookie and Jason Tatum, you know, aware enough to know that there's a dead man on the floor.
The only thing that would have made that better is five or six players just start yakking.
Toledo, let's take another look. And what's the score before that? Because I want to see if they actually count the basket. Let's take another look. It's 10-9. They sure did.
They're on it.
10-9 Boston up. Pass to Hayward.
Whoa!
His leg's out from under him. The rookie with the putback. Yes!
Look at LeBron.
Oh my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Man. Sorry, folks. I got to go. Run!
You've got, like, police are up and turning around. They're like,
I love the dude in the background.
Well,
get around him. Quit getting pictures of it.
He sat there with no one around him for...
Well, there's not a whole lot you can do for a second. Nobody wants to get near that.
You put the tent over him and you put him down.
Yeah, you got to euthanize Gordon Hayward.
Nobody wants to look at him.
Sorry.
I do know this. Teammates aren't there for you.
I can say this, and it is a fact. This is not a stereotype. POCs... hate magic and injuries because I've seen them with David Blaine specials. They run from magic and they can't stand broken bones. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, LT just got up and somebody help him. And then he ran away. No, POCs do not like at all injuries and magic because the David Blaine special was like, let's separate blacks from whites real quick. Watch David Blaine And the only people left standing here by the magic trick will be white after it's over. And they're just like kind of dumbfounded.
Trying to figure it out.
Black people are running away from the sorcery.
Voodoo.
It's the POCs don't like that. I like this new politically correct POC thing. This sounds... I feel like I'm getting away with one, but I'm actually being very...
Thanks, Rose McGowan.
Yeah, thanks, Rose McGowan, for that new phrase I'm using an awful lot. The POCs, they hate magic, they hate broken bones.
I want to hear it in interviews now. As a POC, right? What do you think about this issue?
I mean, we've assembled a group of POCs.
After the game interview.
When does bowling league start up again?
That's the name of our team.
POCs.
The POCs. Our new bowling team. It's no longer the Pin Glorious Bastards. It's the POCs. P-Z-O-C, the persons of color.
You can't be the Pin Glorious Bastards because of Harvey Weinstein.
I know. Now we have to stop that because that means we like raping bowling. It's offensive to everyone who's ever been raped in a bowling alley, and that's a high number. Oh, those POCs. Feel bad for them. No one knows where you stand when you use that phrase. That just sounds so clanny. Well, me and some POCs were talking.
Check with Winston and Reggie.
I already know they're going to be like, don't call me that. For sure. By the way, Eric, if you're thinking about flying back to the Cubs game tonight, my friend Mike back in Chicago has been monitoring ticket sales for the Cubs games. Cubs fans have become very entitled. $80 for a lower level seat for tonight's
bucks?
Game. I know, it's almost worth the trip.
Lower level.
Oh, 80 bucks. And Mike's been like, I've been monitoring it. It started at $400 before yesterday's game. 180 by the fifth inning. He's like, it's 130. I text Eric last night. I'm like, we're down around 100 bucks for a ticket right now for tomorrow night. Mike's like, it's still
the one victory.
He lives there, and he's like, it's still the NLCS. I'm probably going to pop over and go to a game, despite the Cubbies getting trounced. But I'm going to wait for this price to plummet. $80 for a ticket to the game.
Buy low,
buy low,
sell high.
You're not selling anything. They're not coming back.
That's what I realized last year when I bought that World Series ticket, and then the prices started dipping
because it were down 3-1.
Yeah, and so I was like, just screw it. I'll just give it to my dad.
Stock.
Yep. I'm not even trying.
Are you sure POC is not piece of crap? No, I don't think that's what Rose would have said in her apology.
To all pieces of crap.
Thanks, maybe. John. Yeah. To any of the POCs I offended with my stupidity laughs. Pieces of crap is not going to really go over well in your apology tweet.
Well, you've got to be careful with that, though. You want to make it an island. Term.
It's people of color. And anyone who says it different is a POS about the POCs. Right. I love POC.
That can really get mixed up easily.
Oh, man.
POC is my new thing. I love
that. It can really get Fox Newsed.
Oh, yeah. In the most fun way ever.
This is why it's good you don't tweet, John.
I would be tweeting this like math. Look, POCs, everybody's on your side here. What's that? You heard me, you POC.
In Cleveland, there was a beer in the 70s called POC.
There was?
Yeah.
POC?
Pilsner on call.
Oh, P.O.C. Yeah. Oh, I thought like POC, like an Italian guy.
Maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah, maybe she was just drinking. Look, it was 10 POCs in.
She did that tweet for Brady.
Yeah, that was just for you.
I've got that can.
There's your stupid can.
Yep.
Cleveland's famous Pilsner Ale.
Or Pilsner hey, maybe the Lily Pickles is in the garage covered up in cans. Have you dug through the...
Yep, checked them out.
It's amazing how everything we discuss can go back to Ohio somehow.
Man. Yeah, you can try to figure it out. And it's really not even a reference.
It's the heart
people
of
people in Ohio
all,
know. It's not. It's the heart of
no,
you.
It's just...
your heart. No one cares
no,
about
it's
Ohio.
It's the heart of nothing.
No one cares about Ohio. Ohio people are so insecure about their home state. That's why when Drew Carey had that show, he had to scream how awesome Cleveland was. Because we all know it's not.
All I hear is, we're not Detroit.
Well, yeah.
And that thing.
Cleveland! Okay, we get it. You're really proud of something crappy. It's awful.
Everything's come out of Ohio. Heroin.
Yeah, you got a big heroin problem. Nobody talks
Ground
about that
zero.
When you're screaming OH. OH means something else now. OH, good. Pop it in my veins. We've got H. OH, good. And IO is like IO for my age. It's 6:53. What do you got on the big board of musical treats? We are counting down to the Big Red Night of the Dead Friday over there at the Fear Farm.
Yes, we are, Johnny.
It's going to be a good one. We got good stuff happening here. And what do we got on the board today?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. You can search homes on our website, find your home's value. Contact us. We can sell your home or get you into a new one. ELOteam.com. Avatar's up here in this moment in Mastodon. They're the three bands we haven't done yet. So it's Avatar's turn.
It's Avatar, Dan. Toothpeak and Claw is a great song. So roll out Toothpeak and Claw, and we'll get ready for this Friday's big show. I understand that some people didn't hear it.
Oh.
So Gordon Hayward broke his leg last night. Let's take another look. Let's go to the tape. Let's take another look last night. It's 10 to 9, 6 minutes into the season. And just let it do it.
What better way with this young team? This is a guy that probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history. They're going up. Oh, my
goodness. That's his leg.
Hayward
came down so hard. Okay. Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg. Yeah. Hayward has broken his leg.
That's three times.
Yeah. Kevin Harlan can't take it.
Oh, my God.
Now, comparison to worst injuries ever, do you have the Louisville kid in the Final Four? Right.
What's his name? Kevin?
I don't remember, but that's ugly.
The leg?
The leg that just opened up on the... And that lady screams.
Why?
Let's take a look.
Oh, God.
Because I'm celebrating POCs, injuries. Injuries of the POC. Although Gordon Hayward.
This is it. Hang on. That's just
Let's take another one.
You got to find the real one.
They did it with Odell
Evan
Beckham.
Where?
I mean, Jim Nance did it like, oh! Like nine times. The noise this makes is not good.
See if this is it.
This is tough. Let's take a look.
Oh, and there's a shot right there.
No, you can't. That's
it's buffering.
I can't do it with a buffer. Let's take another look when Toledo has it fully loaded. Either way. Awful. Can't look. I don't want to see it. I just saw it again.
Yeah.
I changed my mind about that one.
I'm out.
That's not funny anymore. That's horrifying. That POC didn't deserve that.
Someone's got to have a compilation on YouTube. Top 10 leg breaks.
That's really jarring.
Yeah, it is. It's because you really don't want it to be a good thing. And it's that POC did not deserve. That's a terrible thing that happened to that POC. Oh, poor POC. Oh, I'm going to abuse this. This is my new thing. Lane?
It'll go away.
Is Lane a POC?
No, we don't have any POCs working here.
None?
Sure we do.
Mo. Penny. Sanjay.
Mo.
Mo's a POC.
A couple of Asians.
Yeah, we do.
Kenny.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. All right.
Kenny's
POC. Kenny, there's all sorts of...
Kenny.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not sure?
I don't think that's called work. That POC doesn't work hard at all. That's a lazy POC.
I know you can't say that.
Why?
I
can't call people lazy?
No.
He's a lazy POC.
Why? No, I don't, even
I don't think that was a good one.
No,
I don't think that was a good sensitivity one. Meeting.
There's good ones. There's good POCs, POC. And he's a lazy POC. This POC thing is my hero.
Use it today at your work.
Oh, I'm going to use it all over. Yeah, today. Incorporate that and be a POC, a PC POC.
You'd be a pioneer at your work.
I'd be a pioneer of POC. Well, all right, everybody, we're no longer going to call anybody by their race. You're not white, you're a POC. What? You heard me. Take it back. Well, I don't know. There's a POC screaming in the back. POC in the back, you have something to say? Make it quick, POC. We don't have all day. Stop calling me that. Well, I'm just trying to be correct. I'm a PC POC. Anyway, let's do it. It's Avatar, Toothpeak, and Claw. I've never heard POC before. I love it. Thank you, Rose McGowan. You loony, loony, loony woman.
You've heard person of color. You just haven't heard the abbreviation. Right.
I made a comment on Alyssa Milano's story on Yahoo, and I don't make comments on news, but I thought it was too good to pass up because she's doing hashtag Me Too, and I'm like, I feel a little bit guilty because I'm the same age as Alyssa Milano, and I've technically been sexually assaulting myself to images of her for the past 35 years, so Me Too also. Hashtag Me Too also. And I sat proudly as I hit post.
Our own Captain Wazoo put hashtag Me Too on his page.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't want to know that.
What? I don't want to know it either.
He was sexually assaulted by a movie producer?
Is it just for movie producers?
Yes, this is not just general. You're calling out the industry as the hashtag Me Too.
Maybe that's why he delved into the world of piracy.
Wow.
And insurance.
That's there's all kinds of he's a well psychological insurance. Meaning in
which
that.
Is odd, really. Wow. A pirate.
Pirate insurance.
A pirate in insurance is like, you've got a theft claim. You're a pirate. You can't insure
Excuse me?
I don't feel comfortable with this.
My ship was stolen.
Now I have to ask a couple of uncomfortable questions. Age? 45.
Can I ask everybody?
POC?
Everybody no. out there, if you're going to do the hashtag Me Too thing, at least tell the entire story.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it
yeah,
like
you can't,
that.
You cannot bait me with your passive aggressive yeah. hashtag Me Too. I need to know. Because that
was
isn't.
An uncle?
That
what
is not.
Isn't it therapeutic to get it out there?
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag Me Too, though, is not for everyday Joes who have been assaulted. As far as I understand it, it's for the industry-wide problem. They're trying
Isn't
to
it just like
no, every,
no, 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 no.
Everyone's doing it
to glom onto.
But apparently, no, but it goes to men too. I guess.
Oh
I
yeah,
know.
No, it does yeah. absolutely. Sure. James Vanderbeek's in
That's
on
right.
it, but it was an industry thing. It's just like, look, we're going to call. We're going to change Hollywood.
Ralphie could have done it.
Ralphie definitely had it, but that was his neighbor when he was a kid.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, it needs to be an industry thing. They're trying to change their industry, not just acknowledge that rape happens. We
I
know
read
that
these stories.
Yeah, me too. I want to know Wazoo's rape. It was a cold, rainy night in Mesa, you see. A POC and I were sharing a couple of pints over at what a place called...
What's the name of that show?
La Piñata.
Laughing Dragon.
Laughing Dragon. Oh.
I invited him back to the Laughing Dragon, and the POC obliged.
You think it was recent? Oh, man.
You don't?
You think man. You should be able to fight that guy off, don't you, at this point? Ugh.
Wow.
Not under the pressure of a job, Eric.
That's true.
Looking for a job.
The next insurance gig.
This guy said, this is how my morning just started. I get on a train in Denver, play an audio of a guy whose bone snaps. I had to take my headphones off. I waited a couple of seconds, put them back on. I hear, let's take another look. I had to take my headphones off. I waited 10 minutes, put them back on. Bone snapping, let's take another look. I give it another 10 minutes. I come back, and literally you're playing another guy's bone snapping. I have to take a break so I can keep my breakfast down. Let's take another look. Let's do it. It's tooth, beak, and claw.
John, is it wrong that I read that as pound me too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's solid,
Alyssa
though.
Milano's hashtag is also read pound me too. Oh, no.
Man, this is all mixed
POC.
Up.
It is a POS.